This is a architecture radio, 建築系ラジオ radio in Japan. And today we are in Venice, in Palazzo Bembo. I'd like to interview with Palazzo Bembo staff and Isozaki Atelier staff about this exhibition in the second floor in the Palazzo Bembo. The name is Run After Deer, the exhibition by Arata Isozaki.Inside the Palazzo Bembo's big exhibition, traces of the centuries and future steps. In the first, maybe, please introduce yourself and please explain about this exhibition. I think it's a collateral event of the Venice Biennale. So maybe from Valeria-san, please.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much, Masuda-san. Mm-hmm.My name is Valeria Iacovalli and I work here at Palazzo Bembo in Venice. I'm an associate curator and one of the organizers from this exhibition. The exhibition is composed of two main presentations. One takes place on the first floor of Palazzo Bembo, the other takes place on the second floor. The one on the first floor is called Traces of Centuries, and it features the works of the Chinese artist Ying Qiangqi. This artist is extremely concerned about the issue of cultural heritage in a time when China faces the challenges of globalization. We find basically posed by the artist the question of what happens to architectural landmarks once they come into existence and they do no longer respond to the original needs for which they were built.And this sort of creates a contrast with what happens on the second floor, where the main presentation, Future Steps, takes place. Future Steps gathers a group of, I think, over 50 architectural firms from all over the world. And here on the second floor, we can see basically the contemporary cultural, the contemporary architectural trends in architecture.We can see things that are, in some cases, maybe quite traditional, things that we are used to, like models and drawings, next to other kind of installations that sometimes maybe recall more artistic strategies to present an architect's project. So I think it's a rather interesting mix. I think In this landscape, the project by architect Arata Isozaki is something quite peculiar, and I think I'm going to leave to my colleague Anna Brambilla and to Marco Bersano to discuss this project in more details. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I can do a little introduction about the workshop that took place here in those rooms because there has been a sort of joint program between the U of University of Venice and the Tokyo University for students that belongs to the architecture faculties. So we had 1 week of intensive program to do the exhibition. So the students had the time to develop a design for the master plan of Arata Isozaki. And in the meanwhile, they were engaged to build the exposition itself. So we work on 3 rooms because the Isozaki exposition is made by 3 rooms that are named with three keywords. And Marco will tell you exactly the meaning of the 3 rooms. So what I can say is that we worked on a model of room 7 and of the main concept of the master plan for room 8. The students really did a great job. They had the opportunity to experiment the work with foreigners students in the 2 ways, so for the Italian through the Japanese and the other way around. So as coordinators with Marco, we had really great pleasure to see the 2 teams working together and joining the experience. So this is my point of view. Okay, Marco now can tell you something else.
Okay, konnichiwa.僕はマルコです。僕は建築家です。磯崎、青木&アソシエイティスの会社で働いています。 Okay, after this in Japanese, I...
you are okay,
yes. Okay, perfect, I will do. My name is Marco, and Marco Bersano, and I am an architect, and I employed, actually, I'm employed in Isozaki Aoki and Associates group, and I participate to build this exhibition from the beginning, and I think that this exhibition is, the real important meaning is that is referred by the old idea of a city of Arata Isozaki, that is the really famous Mirage city that was made in the 90s. And for that one, there's a four typology of Mirage city. The first one was the plot style is a city made by the urban culture of China. And then after will be was exhibit in a three different way of show the connection. And so the second one was the second exhibition made of Mirage City was made by visitors, and so some of the artists use Mirage City just for explain the way to you to see the city. And the third exhibition was made by visitors. Isozaki decided to give some blocks to build by and to design by famous architects. And the signatures, yes, I'm sorry. And the last one was internet. And internet, he just in a few days ago, a few years ago, understood that it was really important to use internet and everything about networks. And this exhibition is a little bit different because, of course, it's in the Zenzo city, and is one amazing master plan made by our groups. And this exhibition divide three rooms and call it network signatures. That is signatures and events. And these three rooms explain what in Mirage City, the Mirage City ideas of the city again. And this exhibition is really, really particular because inside the structure room, that there's a really incredible and big physical model that explains this. There's a lot of projects inside and a lot of competition that will be for all the period of Biennale of Venice. And there's a lot of buildings made by famous architects like Soto de Mura, like Asimtote, like Sana, like Studio Mumbai architect, Christian Klotz, and all of them. And will be made also by a student. We made a workshop here and was really, really interesting. And it's my opinion that this exhibition is one of the experimental exhibition of this Common Ground Biennale of Venice, because at first I want to see that the Biennale of David Chipperfield is a really interesting argument in, and if you can see in, for example in Arsenale, you can see that really amazing concept of the contemporary art, architecture, and way to see the city, and the question that the city is not only built by architects, but is a process that there's inside all the people that live one place. And I think that Isozaki Arata and his group, and so all of us, understood this peculiarity and explain in a right way more than probably a lot of architects that joined this Biennale, and of course I'm sorry to say I'm Italian, but more than the Italian pavilion of architecture. Anyway, I want to say thank you, and do you want to say something else more?
This exposition is that is a growing exposition, so the visitors and the comers of the palace will add their own contribute to each room, so they will have the chance to interact with the pieces of architecture that are stable here. So in the end, the 25th of November, we will have a completely different exposition, because everyone can contribute to architecture. That's really interesting about
Thank you very much. I think that you have already explained almost every summary. I just would like to add about this competition system. From now on, there will be the 10 successive competitions will take part in here. This competition will start from the mid of the September, and it will continue until the end of the November. We will use two systems of the juries. We'd like to call for this competition for all the architects and the architecture students. Maybe could you explain about some system of this competition?
Okay. Actually, we already had the first phase of this competition, group of competition. The first one was made by the students that were doing also the workshop. But it was the first one of a list of 10. So 10 competition will take place during the time, let's say even each every 10 days more or less, dividing into categories, mainly made by age categories, so under 30, under 50, and so on. The two way of judgment of this competition is the traditional way, so with a jury, so a group of people with a nomination that had to decide which is the winner project. And the other way is the voting and popular commitment, let's say. So from the internet, people can vote for their favorite project, and in the end, so will not be a jury to decide which is the winning project, but people that see architecture and think that it's the most, the one that they prefer to the others. Do you want to add something more about it?
Yes, I want to see that in the first phase, when the students of Tokyo University and UAV of Venice, Italian students, they made 4 projects, and was really interesting that way that they start to think about the architecture that is really, really common ground, because it's the fourth typology of the contemporary approach to the architecture. And so the historical way, there's one group that used the historical concept for develop the Isozaki's building, and the other one used the urbanistic, like a virus that from one module take all the project. The third one used the technology, and so use 4 different facades for with the 4 different materials and 4 different way to present the facade of one building, and the fourth one use start from the shape and really avenueristic shape. And develop the impression of architecture. And so I think that me and, of course, Matsuda-san and Anna, we are happy of their job. Yes, Denzel.
It was a very nice workshop. I think that they had a very good experience. And also, I know this exhibition is very hard to prepare it. So maybe Valeria-san, you know how hard it is to prepare. If you have something about the preparation of this exhibition, you can tell something about it.
Well, of course. Like you say, it has been quite a complicated enterprise, mainly because of the quantity of different projects that started to arrive to Palazzo Bembo from, I don't know, what was it, May or June it was that we started to install. And the main challenge was, well, we wanted to make everyone happy, really. And that was challenging because you have something like a 15th century palazzo on the beautiful Venice Grand Canal, and you try to turn that into something that is basically a place for everyone to visit, a place where everyone can learn something, where everyone can learn about, like I said earlier, the contemporary trends in architecture. But basically, it's a challenge to turn this environment into something that can allow each architect to display their own presentation in the way that they originally intended. So we have this palazzo where the walls are not straight, for example, and you constantly hear the sound of, you know, the boats outside. It has some peculiarities. You cannot overlook the fact that you're in Venice, so it makes it quite special. But at the same time, it makes it hard because people come here from all over the world and they do not immediately realize how special and how peculiar this place is. So it was also a joy to see my team interact with all these architects from all these countries, all with their own traditions and their own ways to, you know, to interact with each other. And then it was obviously a joy to see how the workshop turned out so well, because we could see slowly the Italian team and the Japanese team of students started to collaborate together, and like my colleagues described, it was an extremely productive collaboration. And I think the same that happened during the workshop happened in the rest of the palazzo, where we had different teams from all over the world interacting so nicely with the local team of Palazzo Bembo. That was for sure the main challenge in my eyes. So thank you. I don't think I can add much more to that, but it was a great pleasure to have all of you here.
Thank you very much. For me, it was a very nice experience and pleasure to work with you and of course another staff in Palazzo Bembo and a student from the Venetian Architectural University, that we can work together for this exhibition. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.